Welcome back to another episode of A Recent Study Suggests. We are your hosts, Robert.
And I'm Sam.
And before we get started, I've kind of been on a little zombie kick. Because we just finished watching The Last of Us.
Yeah.
The season finale was last week. And I know technically they aren't zombies, they're infected.
Oh, they're totally zombies.
They're not zombies. I think I read an article where they couldn't use the Z word on set.
I was going to say they're just marketing it differently, but it is the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It totally is.
Zombies are like the undead.
Right? Are they not
undead? And the infected is different because fungus and stuff.
So they're not dead. They're just like very ill.
I think that's something that's wondered about in the game / the show. Or like, are the people still in there?
That's so scary. Like, I think they are. Their brains are lost. Oh, that's so sad. That's worse, I think. I would rather be undead, I guess. Because then couldn't your soul move on and your body just stays being all animated like a puppet?
I guess so. So that was part of the thing. And it was a good show.
Right.
I really enjoyed it.
It was, indeed.
And that just got me thinking a little bit about zombies. And we found this article about the least prepared states if the zombies come knocking.
Yeah.
Completely on accident, by the way. We weren't like searching it out.
Finding this article, yeah. Because we look for topics that are interesting to us every week. And this one popped up.
And it turns out that California is the least prepared state for a zombie invasion. Would you have guessed California? If there was any state you would have guessed is the least prepared.
The least prepared?
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I know all the states, and yet I feel like the United States is only like comprised of 4 states, really.
Do you think you really know all the states?
Yeah, I know the song.
Could you name them all?
Yeah. You want to sing the song?
Without naming the song, like without singing the song, no, could you name them?
You have to sing the song. It's like, do you know all the letters in the alphabet? Yeah, I know them all. You have to go
one by one.
By the song. You're not going to list them off like Q, R, W.
I don't know the song, so I feel like I couldn't name all the states.
Unfortunately, I can name all the states. Although I will say there is a point where I forget the rest of the lyrics. But I can name, that sounds so stupid, because the rest of the lyrics are the rest of the states, uh-huh. But I don't remember the order because it's alphabetically. So I can name the rest of the states afterwards, but not in sing song voice.
Okay. I don't think I can name them all. I think I'd get maybe like 45, and there are just some that I just completely forget about.
Yeah.
That are states.
Like Nevada.
Hawaii.
We're probably offending people.
No, I'm just kidding. Not Hawaii.
Everybody knows Hawaii.
Everybody does know Hawaii.
I just offended all of the Nevadans. Oregon?
That's what you do.
Here's the thing. Oregon. Is it Oregon or Oregon?
Definitely not Oregon.
Are you sure?
Maybe if we want like a 49th state, that one can be Oregon.
You know, I think the reason why I think of it as Oregon, not that I often think about Oregon, is because of that movie. What is it? The little soldiers?
Small soldiers?
Small soldiers.
I know the title of it, but
there it goes.
It's been a very long time since I watched that movie.
Yeah, because they come from a place, I think it's called Oregon, but it's really Oregon, but they just call it that because they think it's like another, I don't know, world or something, or planet.
You know that thing where you say things like ironically and then it becomes a habit, and so you're stuck saying it that way. Mm-hmm. It becomes your way of life. I'm kind of like that with
Oregon,
Arkansas.
Can you say Arkansas?
Arkansas. In my head, I always think Arkansas. Before, I'm like, no, stop it. It's Arkansas.
I used to feel that way about Connecticut. Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for spelling purposes, though.
Yeah, but sometimes you just think of it like that.
Like, Flo-rida?
I don't get that one. I don't get that one. Another.
The rapper.
I get to get her.
Oh, to get her. You know, in fifth grade, the only way that I remember how to spell potatoes, because I had to think potatoes.
pot of toes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more complicated than just potatoes. Potatoes seems easier to remember how to spell potatoes than potatoes.
But what'd I had to say? Think of it as pot of toes.
Pot of toes.
Because, I don't know. It just helped.
Seems more confusing to me. But what I was surprised in this little mini survey is that Texas is one of the least prepared states for a zombie apocalypse. And like in this study, that meant like rationing food and resources and things like that.
Yeah. And because Texas is such a large state with lots of food and resources, you were surprised by that.
And guns.
Yeah, that too.
So that really surprised me, yes.
To me, it makes sense that Texas is one of the least prepared because Texas as a whole does not believe in pandemics. So they're like, we're fine. We have all the resources and we're fine. And it's not even happening. It's happening everywhere else but here. We're okay. It doesn't apply to us. We're in our bubble.
Yeah, I guess that's another reason why maybe they're the least prepared. But like to counter that, the rest of them at the bottom of the list include Florida, which I guess kind of makes sense to your point, New York, which doesn't really, and like Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
They're at the bottom of the list. They're at the least prepared, which really surprised me. I thought maybe it had something to do with like population, because like Texas has a lot of people. California has a lot of people. So does Florida. And New York's like, oh.
Like there's too many people to have enough resources to assist them.
Yeah. And okay. Too much chaos.
Right.
And I thought maybe that's why they'd be the least prepared. And then that got me thinking, well, if there's too many people, then maybe they could be like vasectomies. People should be getting vasectomies. And so there'd be less people.
Right.
And maybe they'd be more prepared.
Okay. You... Oh my gosh.
And that's what this week's episode is about. Vasectomies and their connection to March Madness.
That is such a stretch. When we were preparing for this, you're like, oh, you know, we could talk about March Madness and the vasectomies, but I have a way to like combine that with the zombie stat that we just heard about. I was like, okay, I don't know where he's going with this. And that's how you got there.
Population control.
Oh my gosh.
But before we get into it, why don't you tell everyone what a recent study suggests is about, Sam?
Well, as the name would suggest, we talk about recent studies. We find topics that we think are particularly interesting, and likely there's a study that exists about it. So we talk about it, we turn it into a conversation starter, and we hopefully turn ourselves and our listeners into people who are a little bit smarter.
I think you heard the words March Madness for the first time yesterday.
Yeah.
Or you learned about them. You understood them. You soaked it in.
I've heard it before and known not what it is related to.
Until yesterday.
Right.
What is it related to?
Sports.
Okay.
College sports, specifically.
Mm-hmm. Can you get more specific than that?
Which sport?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Because you are currently... so obsessed with it, and this is new to me. You make it seem like it's been a lifelong obsession of yours. I've never seen this part of you before. I don't know if this is baseball or football, and I don't know if football has ended.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think of college sports, I think of football. So I, in my mind, believe that March Madness, I feel bad saying this because I think I can see everyone who's listening. They don't have a face, but I can see their hand slapping their forehead in disappointment at me.
Mm.
I think maybe football is still going on. In my mind, March Madness is football. But you're also obsessing about baseball right now. And I don't think that's related to March Madness. That's its own thing.
Okay. So you're wrong.
Okay, it's all baseball.
In a little prep sheet that we have, you wrote that I've always cared about football because of this talk. March Madness is not football. It's basketball.
What? It's not. I was wrong entirely. Basketball?
Yes.
You're not even a basketball guy. What's happening to you? You've never cared about basketball. That's like your least favorite sport. And suddenly it's all you care about.
You got just so mad right now.
I am mad because you don't like basketball. What is this? Who are you?
I have to say, I've held my tongue. You've been saying this since yesterday that, like, oh, I'm suddenly like a sports guy now. And honestly, that kind of offends me.
No, it's not that you're suddenly a sports guy. It's that, like, you've always liked basketball. And not basketball. See, now you're getting me confused. You've always liked baseball. And you've tolerated football from time to time.
No.
You have.
You don't even know me. You don't
when
even
know me. When your cousins are watching football, you're like, oh, yeah, I understand what's happening.
What?
It's like you don't even know you.
You don't
You've
even
gotten lost in the mess of March Madness, and it's driving you mad.
Because you say this, I don't care about college basketball.
Okay.
I don't at all.
Then what's happening to you?
I'm more like a bandwagoner fan.
Ugh.
Because
gross.
UH is in the tournament right now. Okay. They were ranked number one, and they played last night. Well, what was that, Saturday? And they advanced. It was a close game. I thought they might lose, but whatever. And so that, I was just kind of mildly interested.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I kind of want to see this at the same time that I'm watching the World Baseball Classic that's happening.
Which is another thing that you've never talked about.
It doesn't happen frequently.
And now it's all you're talking about.
It's not the only thing. I've watched like 1.5 games. Not even.
You lie.
Not even. And the thing is, I tell you these things. This is real. We're about to get real here. Everyone knows I don't like to get genuine, but we're about to get real. So be prepared for that. When the Astros play, we don't have cable, so there are very, very few select games that I could watch where they air nationally, like on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And I always look at the broadcast schedule, like, okay, there's like 5 games in the year that I can watch for sure. And I tell you, months in advance, hey, the Astros are playing April 5th. And I want to watch it. And then you'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. Well, you can watch it, whatever. And then April 5th comes around. It's like, oh, hey, let's go do this thing and this thing and this thing and this thing. And I miss like half the game.
Why did you bring that up?
Because that's kind of what's happened with these games. Last night, it was the United States versus Venezuela at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. I wanted to watch it. Like, it's happening at 6 p.m. I didn't start watching until maybe like 7:30.
That wasn't
fault. And then I only watched it for like 30 minutes. And then, I don't know, you'd get like
how
mad
am
at me.
I
like,
to blame? Oh, blah, 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 blah. How am I to blame for this? You didn't even tell me like, hey, Sam, like I really just want to sit down and watch this game by myself.
I have told you that. I told you that last week. But it doesn't happen. It doesn't work that way. But what I'm saying here is that you're saying, oh, and now suddenly you're all obsessed with this World Baseball Classic thing that's happening. I really have only watched like one game. And I don't know how that makes me obsessed. So that's what, like, when you said, oh, suddenly you're a sports guy and I don't even know who you are. I'm like, I find that offensive. I'm like, I have not watched any of these games. I watch one and you think I'm going crazy.
You are going crazy.
Like, you don't
because
know who I
it's
am
It's all you
anymore.
Can think about. It's all you can talk about. You're keeping up. If you're not watching it, you're on your phone keeping up with it. And, like, you're not even playing video games anymore. You're just obsessing.
Who are you?
And, you know, we're saying all this. I don't want to get too deep into, like, judging you or anything. We're talking about vasectomies and how they increase during March Madness. Like, what the heck does that even mean? Apparently, you know, it seems odd to pair vasectomies and March Madness. Like, what is the connection? But actually, according to this week's study, vasectomies and March Madness are actually, they say, a match made in college basketball heaven.
Don't you mean
which
football?
I should have read that. And no. Wow. You know, in my mind, it was always football And so it's like my brain just grazed over that word, like skimmed over basketball and just auto-corrected it to football.
Before we got started, you were telling me, oh, read over the document that I prepared. Read it over. Make sure you read it over so you know what we're talking about. And it seems like maybe you didn't.
That's hilarious.
What do they say? Don't throw rocks in glass houses?
I've never heard that before. Maybe they say don't throw baseballs at glass windows. Maybe you'd be more familiar with that. But yes.
Basketball.
Yes. Basketball heaven. They are match made in college basketball heaven with surgeries typically skyrocketing during this time of the year.
Yeah, it turns out because guys are so bad at following recovery instructions. Like, hey, you just got a vasectomy. How about you don't move around? Mm-hmm. And guys are like, oh, I'm going to move around anyway.
You can't stop me.
Yeah. But during March Madness, there's games.
Back to back.
Yeah. Games back to back, multiple days. Like, yeah, just sit on a couch and watch the game and don't move.
It makes recovery very easy for them because they would have been stationary during this time anyway. And so, okay, well, I'll just schedule this for March Madness time so that it aligns with what I will already be doing, which is nothing.
So we learned, or you learned, an interesting fact about vasectomies that they can take about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I learned what the heck a vasectomy truly is because of this week's study.
You knew what it was. But
I knew vaguely what it was. Like, I knew what the goal was, but I didn't know just how quickly it can be conducted. It's only 10 minutes.
Yeah. You cut and seal the tubes carrying sperm.
Wow.
And then no more pregnancies.
It's so easy. I was going to say something bad. I was going to say, I'll say it anyway. It almost seems like it's something you could do at home. But I don't think that you should be doing that at home.
Would you be willing to watch a medical video of a vasectomy being performed?
Yes, 100%.
Because I'm sure you could find it on YouTube because they wouldn't censor it or take it down because if it's for a medical purpose.
And because there's no nipples, no female nipples at least.
Sure, but like if it's for a medical purpose, usually that sticks.
Yeah, I'm saying because female nipples are always censored. For stupid reasons. Yeah, I would totally watch that. You know, I love soaking in sciencey videos. That's like a weird thing I do. Like, it just seems so random for all of my interests. I feel like I wear my interests on my sleeve, really. Like, quite literally, too. And this one just seems like an oddball. Sciencey videos and chiropractor stuff. Love it.
Do you ever get, like, sympathy pains for something else a woman is experiencing? Is there like a common thing?
A woman specifically?
Yeah, because like guys do this like, oh, if they see someone get hit in the nuts, they're like, ooh, like I could feel that myself too because I know how that feeling is.
I got distracted by the rest of what you... I got distracted because you said nuts and then everything that followed... I wasn't fully paying attention to because you never say nuts. So it sounds like you're saying a curse word, like a Robert curse word.
My beanbag.
Ew. Say nuts again.
No, I'm saying my beanbag, my peanuts, my almond joys.
Are those really, what is it, pseudonyms?
My Hershey's Kisses.
Ooh, I like that. That makes them seem more pleasant. Not that they're not pleasant, but... Say your sentence again.
That is something like
I got distracted by your nuts.
Sympathy pains where guys could see someone being hit there and they're like, oh, I felt that. Is there something equivalent? Do you think, I don't know, is there something
I can feel her pain? No, only maybe with them wearing really high heels. I'm just like, oh, that looks... I can feel that too. That looks like it hurts.
That discomfort.
When you see a woman wearing heels that are beautiful and they're doing that thing where their legs don't fully straighten while they're walking, they're slightly bent. And it kind of looks like, like you can see the pain and I can feel it too.
Okay.
Maybe I think for me, it's mostly with discomfort of things that they're wearing. It's not so much of like, oh, they got their boob hit or whatever. Because that, maybe I used to relate to that when I was younger, but I haven't gotten my boobs hit. What? Are you serious? If we were recording, for the listeners, Robert just whacked me in the boob. You're smiling so big. Like you're proud of yourself for that. It didn't hurt.
I was truly just kind of aiming for your chest so that it could be picked up on mic.
Right. No, you hit my boob.
Well, there you go. Maybe someone felt that.
Streak has been broken.
You know, yeah, you got to experience new things again.
But other than that, I don't. I'm just going back. I don't feel like the sympathy pain. Like I said, it's only related to clothing.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I hadn't thought about that, the high heels.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine maybe you would feel, if someone says that they're on the period, you would think, oh, yeah, I know what cramps feel like.
Yeah.
And then maybe, I don't know.
I guess, yeah, I don't start feeling it for them, but I have understanding. Like, oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know how draining it can be. Like when they talk about being on day one, like, oh, yes, I get it. And then when they're coming off of it and all that. So,
mm-hmm. So I want to go back to something you said earlier where you said you don't really recognize me anymore. And you said because I wasn't playing video games anymore.
Yeah, you finished because you did mention The Last of Us mm-hmm. earlier. Because we were watching the show, you also went back to playing the game.
Yeah.
And you finished playing the first game.
Yeah, because the show ended.
Yeah. And even before that, you were playing other things. Like there was a lot of Pokemon on our screen for a while in the living room.
Yeah. See, I feel like you don't even know me at all because Pokemon was back in November, maybe December. We're whatever. In March
that
now.
That feels like yesterday.
I feel like I'm learning how little you pay attention to me.
Robert, it's just I know that you're playing a video game, so I'm not looking at it. I just know that you're playing.
I'm not remembering. Yeah, I was playing The Last of Us. I was playing up along with the show. So I wouldn't play what I knew the new episode was going to be about.
You
I
wouldn't
would stop
go,
before.
Yeah, then. You wouldn't go beyond it.
Yeah. And so now that I'm not, you think my new interest is football and
apparently it's basketball, a sport that you've never showed any interest towards. But the thing is also, Robert, you keep saying that you need a new TV and an antenna or a streaming service just so you can watch these games at the same time. And this is something you've never expressed before. And I'm just like, that's why I said you're such a sports guy.
I don't share my interest with you. Because I know that you wouldn't care at all or wouldn't listen or wouldn't remember. So I just keep these things to myself.
You can tell. I tell you things all the time about fashion and plants. And you don't need or want to know about it, but you do. It's just part of the thing. This whole relationship thing.
We can't define it yet. It's just a thing. We'll
get
there.
Keeping it casual.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah. We live together, but, you know, we don't want to put labels on it.
Yeah. Recently, people have asked if we're related or if we're married because I guess there's no in between.
Oh, yeah. Someone did ask us if we were related.
Yep.
That was interesting. We don't look anything alike.
It was funny because we were both confused because my family, my nieces were next to me mm-hmm. as well. So I was at first I laughed because I thought she was joking.
Because you thought she was talking about us or because you thought she was talking about your niece?
I thought she was talking about us.
Okay.
I was like, that's funny. Like, clearly we're not. Because mm-hmm. we don't look alike.
That maybe
in
she
any
was trying
way.
To be funny.
And then you were like, wait, do you mean me and Sam or Sam and her niece? And she's like, oh, no, you two. We're like, and then I laughed again. It's like, no.
You're so mean.
Like, no, we've been together for over a decade. Like my niece's entire life. Mm-hmm. She's just turned 15.
Yeah, but I had to clarify. I had to ask, do you mean me and Sam? Because we don't look anything alike.
We really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I would be offended, actually, if people thought we looked alike. Not because you're not beautiful.
No, that's what you are. That's exactly what you're saying.
No, Robert.
Why would you be offended? Why would you be offended then?
I saw your face change because, when I said that.
Because then you would think there are two of us? No. Because if I look like you, then like, no, only one person could look like me. That's
not at all my train of thought.
What is it then? What is it then, huh? If it's like you not looking like me, and if it's not me looking like you, then what is it? Why do you hate the idea of us looking alike? Go ahead, answer.
It's gross.
Will you say what it is?
I don't. I'm not.
Go ahead.
I will you.
Did you just go ahead?
Okay. I'm not attracted to people who look like me.
Plenty of time to answer.
Sure, I think like, oh, that person looks cute, but I wouldn't. If we looked alike, I would not want to be with you because that would creep me out. I don't want to be dating me. I live with me all the time. I want another person. We're so different from one another.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I'm a Libra and you're an Aries.
Are you sure you wouldn't want to date yourself?
Yes, I'm sure. In fact, I do take myself out on dates. Like, I do little things for myself. I've taken myself out to eat before. I've taken myself to plant markets, and it's fun.
So there you go. Nice. You would prefer to...
No, but I'm saying with another person, with I would want someone who's different, and that's why I have you.
Didn't you say you used to make out with the mirror?
No, because it was a pillow, and I was pretending that it was Jesse McCartney. Never a mirror. Gosh, I don't know get about it right.
That. You may have.
But it was also a picture, a literal picture of Jesse McCartney. You remember those lipstick smudges? You remember the story.
Gosh, you're so weird.
I'm weird?
Yeah.
I'm weird, Mr. I need... two TVs and antenna so I can watch multiple games at once. It's like you're at this new level.
It was like
of sports obsession.
But it's so basic what I was asking for. There's really nothing complicated. We don't have an antenna. I threw ours away because I didn't watch anything on TV anymore.
Right.
It was just this one occasion where I wish we did have an antenna so I can watch the baseball game, which is like on Fox. And I can just have the UH game streaming on my laptop. That was it.
But you're never like fully paying attention to either one. So how would that even work?
What do you mean? I would watch one there and one watch on my laptop screen and it'd be fine.
I guess so. I mean, sometimes I catch you watching a sport and you're on your phone watching something else at the same time. Is it another sport?
No, it's probably another video. Like, oh, the...
See, if you're so...
Games on commercial break?
Maybe you're not as much of a sports guy as I thought because you don't even care.
That's what I keep trying to tell you.
If you don't care about the sport, why are you so mad about it? Especially during March season.
I was telling you that it offends me that you keep saying that I'm a sports guy now because I'm not.
Maybe you should get a vasectomy.
Maybe you should get a vasectomy. How about that?
Get my tubes tied.
You ever think about that? No, don't get your tubes tied. Get a vasectomy.
A vasectomy.
Yeah.
I don't have
the tools. Figure it out. Watch the YouTube video. Would you give me a vasectomy? Since you're all about, oh, maybe you could do it at home.
Would I give? No. No.
Even after watching a video on how to do it?
I don't trust myself with scissors, really.
Apparently, I haven't looked into this, but apparently there are no scalpel vasectomies.
What?
So how do you even do that?
No scalpel?
Yeah. So you don't cut into your fun bag, as you said earlier.
I didn't say.
Or whatever you also called it, your almond joy or whatever. Your Hershey's kisses.
Hershey's
kisses. Yeah. So cute. I don't know what you called it, but yeah, something like that. So you don't use a scalpel to go in there.
Okay.
So I don't know. Like I said, I haven't done much research. I don't know how it works. Maybe.
I would not do it to you, but I would watch it happening.
To me?
Yeah.
Would you be in the room?
Yeah, I would like to be in the room where it happens.
Why? Why would you want to see that?
Curiosity? Why wouldn't I? It's like, you know, it's kind of like asking, well, why would you want to be in the room with someone giving birth, like your partner?
I think that's
because
completely
you're,
different.
I'm watching the reversal of that, really. What's the difference?
Shoving it back in.
Ew. Like the baby is inside of you, inside of your nuts, as you said.
I would never say something like that.
Your almond joys.
I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
Like the baby is always in the man and he just injects it into the woman. Could you imagine if a man was pregnant? Would you be pregnant in your sack? If that's where the baby is.
That would be so gross.
Wasn't there a show where the men were pregnant and it was in their bags? Was it South Park?
No.
I wouldn't put it past them.
In South Park, they were giving themselves testicular cancer so they could get medicinal marijuana.
That's right. That makes more sense. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I vaguely remembered cartoon characters' large balls. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't remember why. There it is.
Yeah, that happened. Well, so...
You're trying to get us back.
Because I'm thinking about me getting a vasectomy.
Okay. Okay, so you're considering it. Now would be the best time.
I didn't say I'm considering it. I'm just thinking about it happening to me.
Okay.
By accident. Oh, I tripped
by
and fell.
By accident.
Tripped and fell into
a
vasectomy.
Is that possible?
I mean, I don't know. I've heard that excuse for something else before, so maybe.
Like your conception?
So mean.
Maybe my conception.
Maybe you're.
Anybody's, really.
I don't know if I would want you in there.
What?
I don't know if I would want you in the room.
Oh, where it happens. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, where did you want me to be in? Yeah, we talked about balls so much, I thought you were thinking of me being in there.
No, because I feel like I'd be really vulnerable.
Okay. So what? As if I've never seen them? Wait, does it happen to both? Or just one? Is that a stupid question?
It happens to both, yeah, because there are tubes from each one.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're tubes. So I don't
It's fully... like how you have tubes.
I have tubes, I do.
Yeah.
So you cut the tubes so that what? The sperm doesn't flow out? So it just gets stuck? Or do you not produce it?
No, you still produce it. But I think when you ejaculate, when you specifically, it just stays in your little, what'd you call it? Almond joy? Something like that. It just stays there rather than coming out. And it just dissolves and goes away.
Yuck. It just sounds like there's buildup from that. Like
I'm pretty sure that's how it happens.
It gets stuck in there. Okay, so does that mean that you could fake it?
Yeah, I guess so, potentially.
You could fake it and I can't be like... What does she ask in sex education? Like, where's the...
Where's the spunk?
The spunk. I can't be like, where's the spunk? It's in there, Sam. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you should get a vasectomy. It's March Madness.
So I can fake it.
You know... More than 500,000 men in the United States, just the United States, get this procedure every year. And most of them get it around March Madness.
Yeah, or a lot of them do. At the end of the year or in March. Mm-hmm. I think my theory is they do it at the end of the year so they don't have to visit the in-laws. I don't want to see your mother-in-law. I had to stay home, actually.
That's possible. But we did talk about... I think around the end of the year, November, December, there was a study that we found out that people were having sex less in December because they're around family so much. So maybe it's because they're not planning to have much sex because they're going to be around family. And I'd imagine that intercourse is quite difficult when you're recovering from a vasectomy. I don't know if it's impossible.
I don't think you should have it.
It's not recommended.
Yeah, for like... I honestly have no idea.
Ooh,
a couple of weeks,
I think.
Could
you imagine? What if they explode? Because it's still healing and you cut the tubes and the tubes are what the sperm flows through. So if you have sex and you ejaculate, can your sacks or is it
just one?
Can your sack explode?
Maybe. That's something I want to think about.
That is so scary. Oh, man.
We're doing a lot of guessing in this episode.
We are, because
we haven't watched the vasectomy video.
We'll do research.
We'll look one up after this and we'll do research.
Oh my goodness. I hope that this encourages people to Google like the vasectomy procedure and watch videos from it. I for sure will. I will probably binge watch. Well, or I might be a little turned off from it and not watch anymore, but I fed my curiosity.
I hope you don't look one up.
Why?
Just because I don't want you to like see me differently.
I won't. You know, I did watch, because I said that I watch science videos. I did watch one that was related to vasectomies, and I got to see the insides of a penis. Mm-hmm. And they're so cute. You know, a lot of people say that.
Do they now?
Yeah, that the penis is the least attractive of genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's joked about quite a bit for being ugly and whatnot. But all you got to do is cut it open.
Jeez.
And it's so cute. It looks like a little alien smiling. There's like a little face.
So you got to alter it and mutilate it in order for it to look cute.
I mean,
it's not that on its own.
I guess some of them are kind of nice looking, maybe. I don't know.
Some of them are maybe nice looking, but you don't know. They're not.
They're just fine. I mean, there's a reason why they're between our legs and not on our faces. So that you don't have to look at them all the time. They're not meant to be like the prettiest part of your body.
Hmm.
As it was coming out of my mouth, I had to commit to it. And I saw the reaction happen on your face.
You mean on my genitalia?
Hmm.
That's where the reaction was happening.
What would you like your balls to be called?
What does that mean?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Steve?
Huh? Not in like a name.
Maybe like Bill and Frank?
Aw. So sad.
If you know, you know.
No, like you listed a few things that were...
That wasn't me. That was you.
My favorites were, what was it, Hershey Kisses?
Mm-hmm.
That is so cute for some reason. Do you like that? You like grapes?
No, I like... they're grapefruit.
Ew.
Yeah, because they're so huge. They're grapefruit. Yeah.
Huge. But grapefruit is also the nastiest of the fruits.
I got huge Hershey Kisses.
See, that's nice. That's cute. I think that you could, more people would be on board for Hershey Kisses than grapefruits. Some people, like myself, have that weird aversion to grapefruit. Like, you know, some people think that spinach tastes like soap, or what is the other one?
Cilantro.
Cilantro smells like soap or tastes like soap. For me, grapefruit tastes like licking a battery. It's disgusting, and I hate that about me. I wish I liked grapefruit because
I do. You don't like fruit at all.
I don't like when you say that.
You don't like fruit.
I don't like that because it's not true. I do like fruit.
Mm-mm.
I eat fruit every day.
Have you licked a car battery? Or not a car battery, just a battery? I don't know why I went car.
I've licked a battery before.
Why?
Because I was a dumb kid. I did all of the stupid things as a child.
I licked the battery before, too.
I used to do it.
A car battery, too.
That's bad. I used to do it often.
Often?
Yeah. I don't know why. We always had batteries in my house as a kid. And me and my brother used to lick them because we'd get that shock on our tongues. Yeah, I used to do that. I was tempted. Now, this is me being a bad influence, and I'm going to say it because I...
Well, you weren't a bad influence when you said maybe you can get a vasectomy at home and do it yourself.
I was about to say like, okay, if kids are listening, you know, cover their ears. But it's a little late in the episode to say that. Your kids should not. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your kids. But like, I used to think about and maybe tried once or twice to put a fork in an outlet. Jeez. Only because
you were told not to.
Yeah, only because I was told not to. So I was curious. Kind of like when my mom would tell me, don't sniff Sharpies because you'll get high or something. I was like, what is high and what does it smell like? And so I do it and it didn't smell good. So I'd say that I didn't do it again because it didn't smell good. But I was like, well, what about this Sharpie? Does this one smell different? And eating glue.
I think some companies were part of the problem too because they would purposely make their markers smell good.
Yeah.
Like fruits.
I had those markers. I did indeed. And sometimes I would hope that the markers that I was using were fruit scented. And so I would sniff them for that reason because there was a look to them. They were a little bit more vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, is this the fruit scented one? Nope.
Here's this bright colored one. Smell all the markers, kids.
Mm-hmm. What's up with markers? Why do they have weird chemicals in them? I remember that about Sharpies and like the watercolor markers and then also dry erase markers. They're all just bad. And they
and batteries too.
They encourage kids to use all these markers too. Huh. Did you say that you never licked a battery?
I did lick a battery.
A car battery.
Mm-hmm. Any car battery.
What'd that taste like?
A little acidy.
What does acid taste like?
Like a car battery.
Like tongue eroding? Ew. Ew. Oh, I just put that picture in my head of a tongue eroding and like the taste of it like crumbling in your mouth.
That image made me think of gargling Coke.
Who does that? The soda.
And then that kind of grossed me out.
Gargling soap?
Soda.
Soda.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't never done that.
My dad does something similar to that.
Oh, yeah.
He, you know, I do this with water. Sometimes I will like slosh it in my mouth before I swallow it. Wow, that soundbite. Great. Love that I did that. My dad does that with soda. He'll have Coke and like slosh it around his teeth and then drink it.
Like a mouthwash.
Yeah. And I mentioned it to him before. I laughed and I said, you know, I do that with water. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got to clean my teeth. And I was like, but with soda, you're not really cleaning them. You're coating them.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, no, no. It gets all the food out. You know, there's some conversations with your parent that you're just like, I'm going to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no changing his mind. He's 60 plus years old.
Yeah.
He's thought this his entire life. I'm not going to change his mind.
I kind of felt that way with you where you kept calling me a sports guy. And I'm just like, I'm not, but I think we should let it go. Because it'd be much easier to just let it go than go into this explanation of why I'm not. Because then I'd be talking about more sports. And then it would just cement in your head that I'm a sports guy.
So you're one of those rarities who is offended by being called a sports guy. I feel like most people would not.
Particularly from you, because they wouldn't call me that. Other people that knew me, they wouldn't.
I think they would.
Mm-mm.
When they think Robert, they think podcast.
Cool.
Astros.
Handsome. Almond Joy. Hershey Kisses.
They think about your nuts. Why are people thinking about your nether regions? Why? He's hitting me in my boob. What is this? You are a new person. I don't like it. March Madness needs to end and you need to get a vasectomy.
Just like this episode has. If you have your own study, you can
it's also gotten a vasectomy.
If you have your own studies, you can email them to us at arecentstudiesuggest@gmail.com and be sure to follow us on Instagram @arecentstudypod.
And follow us on our individual socials. I am @samspantsandplants and you are?
@robertbarbosa03.
And don't forget to share us with a friend. That's the easiest way to get us out there and get the conversation started.
Get a vasectomy. That way, we'll be prepared for the zombie apocalypse. Until next time.